In Saginaw Township, on Center, in fact, now, unfortunately, now it's by the now closed McDonald's Nursery.
Yeah.
Where you got the side streets of Sidell and Century. They're kind of offset. And there were two traffic lights, a traffic light for Sidell traffic and Center traffic, and a traffic light for the Century and Center traffic.
Yep.
And they're spaced 50 feet apart, if that.
If that.
Yeah.
And it used to irritate me if I was traveling on Center wanting to turn right on Sidell, that I would get stopped by the light at Century.
They're, allow that traffic to come out, right.
They're 50 feet in front of me, though, because there was no traffic coming out when I was sitting there, never, it seemed. My right turn on red just couldn't be done because I'm stuck at this red light. That 30 seconds, boy, I tell you, just ruined my life.
Well, of course it does, yeah.
And they heard you, and they took it out.
They
right?
did, for whatever.
See,
I can't
they
remember,
heard you.
I don't remember
they
what
knew.
It was doing, but they, yeah, that light was removed.
Yeah, and you're a happy camper, never to see it again, right?
And now...
Wrong.
I noticed that they were doing some work there in the past couple of months. I thought they were doing some sewer line work or maybe some burying some cables. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention. Till I saw one of those big, wide, striped white lines appear right at that Century and Center.
Yeah. And where you should stop your car.
Exactly.
Right.
Where you should, I thought, why is this here? Why are they putting this here? Are they trying to help the traffic flow from the Century? I mean, there's no light at that time. There wasn't when they first put this up. I'm like, well, I don't want to get stuck here. But the white line, I mean, you stop there, and then I'm thinking, well, the light is red right there at Sidell and Center. I'm just going to inch up. I'll turn right on red. I can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, okay. And then I discovered, indeed, traffic lights are going back up at Center and Century there, that little jog in Saginaw Township.
I noticed that this morning.
Did you notice
on my
that
way
this morning? Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did. They never really bother me because when I have to encounter them, they're blinking yellow.
Yeah, when so I'm going I'm when I'm going to work, I don't care. Yeah,
doesn't
exactly
bother me,
right.
Art. I'm fine. Yeah.
So they're putting them on.
It never
post.
Bothered me. I mean, it never bothered me at all.
Putting them on posts and removing the overhead suspension?
No. They're putting them up on the overheads.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Again, they weren't there. Now they're putting them back up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My only thought is maybe it's because they got some complaints or problems with the traffic. Dare I say the extensive traffic flow, I'm sure, probably especially during rush hour, all those people having a trouble turning left off of Century or maybe trying to turn. I don't know. I don't mean to make fun of it because obviously, especially if you live there and have to take that route, maybe.
Actually, though, if you know the back ways,
thank you.
It can be a shortcut
yeah. thank you.
From places.
Well, yeah. That's why I started taking Brockway to Sauk to get over to Sidell because I wanted to remove myself from having to encounter that light that would stop me so many times.
Yes.
You know, you got to be careful because the next thing you know, they're going to put up exit street lamps around his neighborhood.
No, I know. Yeah, that's right.
No, but speaking of that, have you noticed what they put up? I saw this on 675 and I think on US 10 now.
What's that?
On both sides of the highway. They put up what look like reflector posts.
Oh, yeah, right.
Are those what those are? Mm. Now, my first thought was, are this...
Probably for the snowplows.
Well, that's what I thought. Are they trying to help the plows?
Right.
So were they having problems all these years up until now? Especially with plows that now have these GPS systems. Can't they find themselves okay and get centered down the highway and not have to worry about driving?
No, because they can't see the lines until they plow them.
But have there been problems with plows? I mean,
maybe. Who knows?
And if that's the case and their safety, okay, I get that. But it's like they're all – I mean, they're constant. It's like every
might
20
allow
feet.
Them to speed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know what it cost us to put those up there. And again, just question if there's a reasonable explanation. I get it. I'd just like to know before.
It seems that they've also put up some green ones in recent years that are off in the sides and the median. And I believe those are to mark the culverts where there are drain pipes and stuff.
Okay. I mean, yeah,
I need to put a couple of those up to mark my driveway.
Well, that's okay. You're paying for it. I don't care about it. Just these little things, like I said, little nuances. I'll live with it. I'll be okay. Life will go on, and it'll be okay. And I'm an optimist, and it won't spoil me. It just kind of, I find it irritating. Some, just like I was irritated years ago when they put up those, not the lights, those stupid no left turn signs as you're entering a highway, and they had to put up no left turns as you get on to the, as you're merging. Mm-hmm. Who in their right mind is turning left there? Might have been one person that stupidly did, so now everyone has to pay for these signs to go up no left turn. Nobody in their right mind turns left on there once you're entering a highway, or should. And if you were having inclination to do that, you shouldn't have your license in the first place.
I think we should put a little sign up on that, like Charlie's Light.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway, I may or may not contact the folks and just to say, so what gives?
I think you just did.
Who complained? Did you get a petition drive that went on that I missed? Not that it would come to my neighborhood, because they wouldn't care about me. I'm too far away from the light.
Yeah, I've had occasion to encounter that same light going to my grandson's soccer games over at White Pony.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I encounter that all the time in the season and the fall.
Now you got two lights to encounter there again.
Yeah, right.
If you want to know how to get around it, I'll tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard another installment of Get Off Charlie's Lawn.
Yeah. No, are you kidding? You should see what I do to my own front lawn. It's more brown patched and played and skid ridden and ruined through baseball and hockey than.
Yeah. By the way, I heard from the NHL they want you to put nets up around the goal end of your ice rink
with reflector posts.
With reflector posts.
Get out of here.